Better tracking for UFOs. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden tells the country he's ordered his team to come up with a better plan to deal with unknown flying objects in U.S. airspace.
President Biden has ordered his national security advisor to lead a government-wide effort to create an up-to-date inventory of high-altitude objects in U.S. airspace.
I've directed my team to come back to me with sharper rules for how we will deal with these unidentified objects moving forward, distinguishing between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not.
Those rules of engagement will be briefed to certain members of Congress in a classified setting and will remain classified to prevent U.S. adversaries from exploiting them and evading U.S. air defense. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Trump and his allies to overturn his election loss in Georgia is recommending the DA seek indictments for witnesses who may have lied under oath. Turkish authorities say they're investigating more than 100 people they believe are linked to the construction of buildings that failed to withstand the powerful earthquakes.
The disaster has killed more than 40,000 people, but miraculously, Elena Olmez is not one of them. Family members hugged rescuers as the 17-year-old was taken to medical care. She spent more than 10 days buried in the remains of her building. That's slightly longer than 13-year-old Mustafa. The hubbub of workers putting the injured boy on a stretcher. But these rescues are becoming rarer, the focus now on helping those left homeless. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And crude oil lower at this hour, hovering around $77.52 a barrel. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One of the final witnesses called by the prosecution in the murder trial of a once prominent South Carolina attorney testified about a shooting the attorney says he suffered.
South Carolina agent Ryan Kelly investigated a shooting Alex Murdaugh said he was the victim of that occurred a few months after Murdaugh's wife and son, Maggie and Paul, were killed and after Murdaugh had been fired from his law firm. Kelly said Alex said he had a flat tire and a man who stopped by to help him shot him. Later, in an interview, though, played for the jury, Murdaugh admits to investigators that he had asked his drug dealer, Curtis Eddie Smith, to kill him.
I told him that things would get ready to get really bad and that I would be better off not here. And I asked him to shoot me.
He admitted to paying Smith tens of thousands of dollars a month for OxyContin. Murdaugh was later charged with insurance fraud because of this shooting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A prosecutor in Chicago says a gang dispute led to the December shooting near a high school that killed two students and wounded two others. Meantime, in El Paso, Texas, police say a shooting at a mall this week that killed one and injured three was a random incident, a fight between two groups. It was a turtle good day in Juneau Beach, Florida.
A loggerhead sea turtle named Rocky paused for a second in the sand before crawling into the Atlantic after spending 6 weeks at Florida's Loggerhead Marine Life Center. 220-pound Rocky was found floating off North Hutchinson Island December 29th with a tear in her lung caused by a boat strike. She couldn't dive or go underwater, but after a couple of weeks of rehab, she was given the all clear. Hundreds of people cheered her on from the beach as she returned to her home wearing a new tracking device. It was Loggerhead Marine Life Center's first public sea turtle release since 2021. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
And Dow futures down more than 100 points at this hour after stocks closed sharply lower Thursday, the Dow sliding 431 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.